The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Lancaster Gym, Dixon High School, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, let's send it down to PA announcer Jake Huddle for our starting lineups for tonight's game.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lancaster Gym for our first IHSA Class 3A Regional Semifinal matchup. Featuring the visitors on the scoreboard, the Golden Warriors of Sterling High School. And the home team on the scoreboard, the Silver Streaks of Galesburg High School. Let's meet our starting lineups here tonight. First, for the visitors from Sterling, a 5'6 sophomore, number 3, Dalali Amankwa. A 5'8 senior, number 4, Olivia Turner. A 6-foot senior, number 11, Catherine Rousey. A 5'9 junior, number 12, Olivia Melcher. And a 6'2 sophomore, number 42, Madison Austin. The head coach for the Golden Warriors is Taylor Jackson. And now the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Silver Streaks of Galesburg High School. A 5'8 junior, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A 5'4 junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A 5'8 junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a 5'9 junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. The head coach for the Silver Streaks is Evan Massey. Your officials for tonight's contest, Byron Hendricks, Sean Strahan, and Marcus Bush.
All right, thanks to Jake Huddle. I'm just guessing he works in radio. Yeah, just a guess.
I think that would be a good bet.
Yeah. All right, so the Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. Sterling in their road navy blue, gold numbers, gold and white trim. Stepping in the center circle will be Soraya Boyd at 5'8", and it'll be Madison Austin at 6'2". For the Sterling Golden Warriors. If I remember right, I think Austin actually won the tip, but we came away with the ball. Is that? Or
I think so. Yeah. I think it bounced off, and then we got it.
All right, so ready to get things underway. The first game of the regional here tonight, and we're actually starting about almost 2 minutes early. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, which is interesting because I didn't think they allowed that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
From the IHSA.
Well, no, they're going to go ahead and toss the ball up. Here we go, underway. Tip one by Austin, and it is Amankwa with it for Sterling, right wing. Down the right block, knocked away by Antonia Kistler, and coming away with it is Kiara Kilgore for the Streaks. So a steal right away, good defense by Antonia Kistler. Kiara down the right side. Alexis Ederson from the right corner for three, too strong. Rebound tapped out long, and running down the loose ball was Capri Ferguson for the Streaks. So the 1-3-1 zone again by the Sterling Golden Warriors. Streaks had some trouble with it on Wednesday night. Kiara has it at the left elbow, left baseline to Alexis. Didn't want to pull the trigger on the three that time. Probably could have pulled. I hope she does keep shooting them. Now Kiara out high left side for three. Good!
Yeah, they're not going to be able to sink off Kira out there. They're going to have to put somebody in her face. They're kind of letting the Streaks shoot threes right now, it looks like, in the early going.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. 1-2-2 zone press. This is Amakwa still in the backcourt, not across yet. And it's knocked away by Kira. Amakwa picks it up. Now a 10-second. There you go. Great defense by the Streaks. Good call by Coach Massey to come out right away with a full court press.
Well, and a great job by the girls. They went. Sometimes you see them kind of try that first trap. If it doesn't work, they fall back. That time they didn't. They kind of just kept taking Amakwa closer and closer to the sideline until then they trapped her.
Capri for three from the right wing. Too strong. Rebound Antonia Kissler on the weak side. Loss of handle. Kira comes up and then up off the glass left side and in. She's got all five of the Streaks points. 5-0 with 6:50 to play here in the first quarter. Who nearly had a steal there, but they break the pressure. Down the left side comes Olivia Melcher. Kicks it back out, left wing. Three-pointer up and no good by Turner. Rebound Soraya Boyd. Now Capri Ferguson on the run. Right side, Capri gives to Alexis Edgerson in the corner. She'll bring it back out to the wing. Swing it over to Kiara Kilgore on the left side. Fakes, drives to the free throw line. Back to Alexis Edgerson for three, right wing. Missed that one, missed everything on it, but it's saved by Antonia Kissler. Kiara back to Antonia, down on the left block. Little 10-footer up. Oh, rolled off no good. About 8 feet out and missed it. Austin with a rebound for Sterling.
Austin gets after the boards. We've seen that from her last Wednesday. She's very aggressive getting rebounds. She does so there and turns the possession.
Ooh, moving screen there. They didn't call travel. Austin. Yeah, and Amakwa goes down the left side and traveled with it. Took an extra step, laid it up and in. I'm glad they didn't call the contact. There was some contact, but she had traveled before that anyway. 5-2 Streaks. Just under 6 minutes to play first quarter. Capri Ferguson with it out high near the center circle. Now Antonia Kissler, top of the key. Back to Capri, right wing. Thought about the three. Fakes, drives baseline. Now picks up, looks for help, and gets it back to Antonia Kissler, right side, to Alexis Edgerson, to Kiera. Left baseline for three. Short. Right on target, but short. Rebound comes away to Turner for Sterling. Up court quickly to Melcher. Right wing for three. Ooh, hit the top of the glass. Oh, I thought it was going to get stuck behind, but wow.
I like what Antonia did in that last sequence because Capri went down. She got trapped by the two big girls. And oftentimes what you see is you see the post player just exit to the other side. That time she exited out the back door and gave Capri a passing angle. And the Streaks have to be wary that Capri's going to get trapped if she goes inside.
Oh, nice pass. Antonia Kissler. Soraya Boyd missed the cripple, though. They doubled up on Antonia down on the left block. She threw it to Soraya. Couldn't hit the shot. Ooh, Melcher lost ball. Careful. Alexis ran into her, but she's able to get it back. Now this is Amakwa. Stolen away by Kiera. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. That was a quick jump ball.
Yeah,
by the time he blew the whistle, Kiera had taken away from her, but the possession of points toward the Streaks anyway. So three turnovers already by Sterling. Looks like five minutes to play here in the first quarter. 5-2 is the Streaks' lead. Antonia Kissler holds on. Underneath, though, too much traffic. Kiera is able to come away with it. Leans in up off the glass with the left hand and in. I'm not sure how she was able to get that pass. I don't know how Antonia got it through. It got knocked away, but Kiera was able to gather.
Well, Antonia just rifled it in there and just hoped that nobody was going to steal it, and they didn't.
They finally get across midcourt left side. This is Turner trapped in the corner. Gets to Amakwa left of the center circle. Amakwa stops, fires just inside the three-point arc out high right side. Hits nothing and saved inbounds. I think she had stepped out. And now a foul is going to be called on Turner. Reached in on Alexis Edgerson. Yeah, it was a Rousey round down there. It looked like she actually stepped out of bounds and saved it in, but they said it was a good save. Foul goes against Turner. Reached in on Alexis Edgerson. First foul of the ball game. 7-2 Streaks lead. 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Antonia Kissler on high left side to Capri Ferguson, right wing. She'll fire the three. High arcer, short, right on target, but short. Antonia saves it in bounds. Now, see, they're going to say she stepped out when she was trying to save it. Different official on the call, though.
Well, you know, I like that the Streaks aren't afraid to fire the threes, but somebody's going to have to start hitting some because they're getting wide open looks from outside. It's clear that Sterling's going to concede the three to try to pack it inside.
Make you beat us from out there, or make us beat him from out there. First substitution, Juniper Schwartzman, and now Turner
travel.
Oh, my God. That's Coach Mass is giving the signal. She took a hop, then another hop, and then a step, and laid it up and in. My goodness, how do you not call that? This is not the NBA. They may have even called that in the NBA. I'm not sure. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson, top of the key, Capri Ferguson, 7-4 Streaks. Now Alexis right baseline, brings it back out, penetrates. Back out to Capri, top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Lost the handle on it. Streaks turned it over. Nope. Capri got it back. Kicks out to Kiera for three left side. Rolled off no good. Weak side rebound. Soraya Boyd up and in. So Streaks is going to need that as well. With the shooting, the three is going to have to get some offensive glass. 9-4. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a lead. Rousey gets it across. Now to Melcher down in the right corner.
She traveled.
Yep.
Caught the ball and took lost her footing and took two steps.
Now
I think the crowd's starting to get on the officials over there because that's two possessions in a row they've traveled and no call.
I don't know how in the world you missed that one.
Oh, I don't either. She jumped up and then hit the ground and took two steps.
Well, and then I think she jumped again also and then took I don't know what. Anyway, Rousey's got it right. Baseline cut off by Soraya Boyd. Now gets to Turner on the right wing. Turner bounces for Melcher. Melcher goes baseline. Cut off by Capri Ferguson. Stops, looks for help, and kicks it out high to Turner. Turner left side, step back, and shot blocked by Kiera, but with a rebound, Rousey missed the shot. Loose ball comes away, and Soraya Boyd comes away with it for the Streaks. And now throws it away. Right into the hands of Turner, brings it down right side, throws it hard off the glass, and ran over Capri in the process. Missed it badly, and the rebound, Alexis Ederson. I don't mind that they're letting them play, honestly.
I don't either, but my issue is you still got to call the infractions.
Right,
I mean, if there's a travel or a carrier, you can't just completely
lose. Oh, nice job by Kiera, and there we go. That's going to be a foul on Madison Austin. Kiera did a nice job. She penetrated from the left wing, got into the paint. They doubled up on her. She dumped it down to Juniper Schwartzman. Juniper puts it up, gets fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Second team foul on Sterling, first foul on Austin.
Well, that's a learning thing right there for Austin. If she walls up right there, there's no way Juniper's hitting that shot over. Instead, she tried to bring her arms down to block the shot. You don't need to there because she's so much taller than Juniper that all you have to do is wall up, make her shoot over the top of you, and she didn't do that. Juniper's also got to understand that there's a lot of height on the front line of this Sterling team. So when you get the ball, you can't take that dribble. You got to go right up.
Miss the first, hit the second, make it 10-4 Streaks. Amonkwa gets away, gets across midcourt, runs down the right side, bounces for
That wasn't a kick.
Yeah, it went off the back of the leg of
Juniper.
Lily, or was it Juniper? I wasn't sure if it was her or Lily. But it's going to go back to Sterling on the right baseline. Looks like 2:11. I can't tell. 2:11 to play here in the first quarter. We're at a weird angle where the side basket is kind of blocking us from the clock. Yeah, inbound right over the Juniper had her back turn, went right over her hands right to Austin. Now Amonkwa's going to pull it out and set up. Just over 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Amonkwa dribbles to the free throw line, picks it up, now looking for help. Gets it over to Aubrey Menchaca, who's in, under two to play now. 10-4 Streaks lead. Amonkwa holds on out high on the right side, fakes, dribbles into the paint. Shot blocked by Lily Clark, gets it up anyway. Missed it to rebound off the hands of Soraya. Lily Clark comes away with it for the Streaks. Lily on the dribble, goes to the right wing, picks up, looking for some help, and hands off to Capri Ferguson with 1:40 to play in the quarter. Now Kiera has it out high left side, bounces for Lily Clark between the circles, picks up right wing, Capri Ferguson.
Backside.
Oh, nice back door, and Kiera couldn't get it. Oh, it's going to go back to the streak, so Kiera, I think, took her eye, was thinking of a shot before she had the pass, lost it, but fortunately Amonkwa tried to pick it up and it rolled onto the baseline, so the Streaks get it back.
Yeah, that was good. That was wide open for a brief second there.
So Kiera to inbound from out far on the right baseline into Antonia Kissler. Top of the key, Capri left wing, or right wing goes to Lily Clark. Now Kiera drives left baseline. Nice bounce pass to Juniper Schwartzman. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Amonkwa comes away with a nice pass left side. Oh, shot blocked by Antonia Kissler, and she comes away with a rebound. Blockman Chaka's shot came away with a rebound. Now Kiera left baseline, gets pushed by Amonkwa, kicks back out to Capri. Shot blocked. Capri gets it back, bounces for Antonia down on the left block, up off the glass and in. 12-4 Streaks, 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Turner runs it across left side to get past the press. And another travel. And now they're going to call a foul. How do you not call that travel? You cannot do that. That's a violation.
You can't jump up in the air and then hit the ground and continue running in.
That is unbelievable. That's twice. That one is as bad as the first one. It was still the same principle, though. So the foul was called on Juniper Schwartzman.
Did they change that rule? I think that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. Did they change the rule? Because it used to be you had to jump. That was a jump stop.
Yeah.
You had to stop.
Right.
You can't then continue running. There's nothing that allows that.
No.
And the only thing I can think is they're saying she's gathering, but she's not gathering.
No.
She's picked it up both times before she's gone into the hop.
Missed the first free throw, hit the second is Turner. She's got three, make a 12-5, 49 seconds to play. Lily Clark, right wing. Back to Capri Ferguson out right of the center circle.
They're going to play for one?
Looks like it. That's what it looks like. Unless it was play number one, I'm not sure. Capri with it, right wing. Nope, back door to Kiera. Left side got pushed. Oh, nearly got it to fall, but didn't go in. The foul's going to go, I think,
Menchaca,
against,
I believe.
Or was it Liberty?
Thought it was one, Menchaca.
Nope, 1-0. So, yeah, Taya. Taya. He said Taya. I don't know if Taya, Ta, Liberty, T-A-A-H. So, Kiera at the free throw line. First shot up and good. She's got 8 of the streak's 13, 36 seconds to play here in the quarter. Soraya Boyd back and Alexis Edgerson in as well. Starting five back for the streak's 13-5 lead with 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Second shot up and good. They get 14-5. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Liberty. Gets to Turner, runs it across midcourt. Oh, and Capri went for the steal but ran into her. Yep. A little bit too late. She got, I think her eyes got big. She saw the ball out there, but the foul called on Capri Ferguson, second team foul on the streaks with 30 seconds to play. And that's going to bring Addison McLaughlin, Addie McLaughlin back in. Good to see her back in the lab. She's been out for a couple of games, had a bruised heel, and now is back, and she sees her first action for a while and replaces Capri Ferguson. 28 seconds to play. Liberty holding on out high on the right side. Top of the key it goes to Rousey. It's Catherine Rousey. And it's stolen away by Soraya Boyd. Soraya down the right side and tried to get the pass off. It's knocked away by Kira Gibson, and the streets will get it back. I think she was trying to make the pass at the last second. She saw whoever, I think it was Antonia, coming down the floor on the left side, but Gibson able to knock it away. But the streets get it back with 17 and a half to play here in the quarter. And Antonia back to Kiara down to the right block and gets knocked away. Got her across the arm. Now Kiara dives for it. And now finally a whistle with Rousey sitting on top of Kiara, and they call the jump ball. Whew. Well, I was going to say I didn't mind that they were letting it go a little bit, but that was a little much down there. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. 14-5 streaks lead, full court pressure. And it comes to Turner. Turner on the run. Up court it goes to Menchaca, left wing, underneath and got free. Rousey missed the easy shot, though. And the rebound, Antonia Kissler fighting for it. Oh, they're going to give it back to Sterling, but Rousey was fighting for Antonia with it. And I think she was out of bounds when she was pulling on it. So 3 points, I think 4 to play here in the quarter. And Liberty will inbound from the left baseline. Don't want to let them get an easy one here. And they get it in. Knocked away by Antonia. And it's they're going to get it for the streaks. Antonia knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes to the streaks.
I have no idea.
We'll take it.
Well, they turnabout's fair play, I guess. 1.3 to play. In it comes to Addie. And she gets a shot off in midcourt. Not going to count it soon enough. But one quarter of basketball in the books. Regional opener. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 14. The Sterling Golden Warriors 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
Join me on the next America at Night when we speak with Tudor Dixon, former Republican candidate for governor in Michigan, on the next America at Night.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 14-5 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Three-pointer left wing from Kiara Kilgore is missed, but Alexis Edgerson runs down the rebound. Addie McLaughlin, top of the key, back to Alexis, right wing. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Catherine Rousey for Sterling. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along from Dixon High School, Lancaster Gym here tonight in the regional opener. Amonkwa down the left side, gets to Turner in the left corner. High arcing three-pointer, no good. Soraya Boyd with a rebound. Addie McLaughlin with it. She'll bring it up, gets to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Down to Antonia Kissler, gets pushed, and no call.
Wow.
Missed it, but the rebound, Soraya Boyd to Alexis Edgerson, 10-footer up and good from the right wing. And Taylor Jackson wants a timeout. And probably because of the fact that streaks are kind of dominating on the offensive glass this time, 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation to all streaks road games, whether it's boys basketball, girls basketball, football. They get us to where we're going tonight, driving something out of their rental fleet, a 2022 Nissan Murano. Love this vehicle, comfortable. It's the midsize SUV, a really, really comfortable ride. Got the heated seats if you want that, heated steering wheel, everything you want.
That was a quick timeout.
That really was. They went back out there quick. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, 2080 North Henderson Street. Rousey has it high post and frying on top of the three-point arc. Mockwell missed it, but Turner with a rebound drives down the left side. Now they're going to call the foul on Antonia Kisser. There was contact, but it's like, let's make up our minds. Either we're gonna let him play or we're not. And that one was kind of a tic-tac one there. Turner got it up and in. And she has a chance at the three-point play. First foul on Antonia Kisler.
She split her free throws her last trip, in her first trip, Turner.
Third team foul on the streak. That one used all the rim and fell through. So she's 2 for 3 from the line with 6 points. 16-8 is the streak's lead.
Interestingly enough, Coach Jackson's now brought the 1-3-1 out further before they were sitting back in it.
Alexis Edgerton, three-pointer from the left baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound to Austin on the near side.
Streaks really need somebody to get hot from out there because they're getting wide open looks.
Turner gets to Omako out near the center circle, working against Alexis Edgerton. 6:40 to play here in the first half.
Almost try to design a play for Eddie McLaughlin. She seems to be a pretty good dead-eye shooter when she's got time to shoot.
Now Melcher drives right baseline. Little runner on one-hander is up and good. Her first basket, and it's 16-10. Don't want to let him back in. Don't want him to get the confidence. Addie McLaughlin with it. Right wing to Soraya Boyd. Back to Addie between the circles. Knocked away Melcher, but Addie able to get it back from Melcher. Now Alexis Edgerton back to Addie near the center circle. Out high left side to Antonia Kisser. Left baseline to Alexis Edgerton. She'll bring it back out high. Gives to Kiara in the left corner outside the three-point arc. Swing out high, Addie McLaughlin between the circles. Alexis Edgerton back to Addie. Now it's Kiara out high on the left side. Back to Addie McLaughlin, thought about the three, then bounced in between. Got to Soraya Boyd, put it up, no, but the foul's going to go against Rousey. Had her across the arm. That's going to send Soraya Boyd to the free throw line with two shots. Rousey's first foul, that is 14 fouls now on Sterling. 16-10, the streak's lead. Looks like 5:50 to play here in the first half. Missed the first.
Misses that first one long off the back iron.
Capri Ferguson back in. She replaces Addie McLaughlin. Soraya, second shot up. Missed it. Rebound Antonia Kisler. Antonia puts it on the floor. Kicks out to Alexis Edgerton. Now Capri Ferguson. Streaks will reset the offense. Kiara has it out high on the left side. Gets picked from Antonia. Drives in. Kicks back out to Capri. Back to Kiara. Out high left side for three. Short. Rebound comes out long to Turner for Sterling. Sterling on the run down the right side, and she ran over. Yep, charge called. Great job by Capri Ferguson. Got set, and the foul's going to go against Olivia Turner. She just went up really out of control.
Six turnovers now for the Golden Warriors. Streaks are getting plenty of open looks from three, but they are just 1 for 9 from the three-point arc.
Leading 16-10 with 5:20 to play.
1 for 11 from the three-point arc. It's like watching the Bulls play. The last two games I've watched them play, they started the game
near
on goal
turnover,
for
goes into the backcourt. Melcher knocked it away.
Kiara's.
Yeah, streaks ball.
Wow.
They're not even thinking about Kiara kind of bumped Melcher going after the ball. I mean, it was pretty obvious, and they didn't call the foul.
Yeah, she pushed Melcher. And
I'm not, you know, again, it's one thing to let him play, but there should have been a foul on that one. So Streaks
for
got
sure.
a break there. Kiara has it in the center circle.
Yeah, because I was surprised Kiara wasn't going harder for the ball.
Now Antonia Kisler, an 18-footer left side, got it. Oh. Well, maybe she'll be the one that opens it up from the outside. That's her second basket. Make it 18-10 streaks. Full court pressure on Mankwa. Gets it to the other Rousey. To Mankwa. Maggie Rousey. Now Mankwa has it, dribbles to the right wing. 18-10 streaks lead. Down on the right block, Catherine Rousey. Turn around, 5-footer, no good. And Antonia Kisler with a rebound. Nice block out of Maggie Rousey. And the streaks bring it back the other way. Kiara has it out near the center circle on the dribble, working against Melcher. Now gives to Capri Ferguson, right wing. Capri directing some traffic, working against Austin. Now swing it over to Kiara on the left wing. Back to Capri out near the center circle. Kiara has it out high left side. Soraya Boyd, top of the key, right wing, Capri Ferguson. Capri to Alexis Edgerton out between the circles. Gets to Kiara on the left wing. Outside the three-point arc, just getting that zone to shift back and forth, which is fine. I'm okay. Not, you know, you want to move the ball quickly, make the zone move some, but you got to move it a little quicker if you want to get a shot off.
Right, and I would also be looking to put some cuts through that high post area because they're sinking way down at the bottom of that 1-3-1.
Left baseline, Kiara fires from just inside the three-point arc, missed it. Austin with a rebound for the Golden Warriors. 18-10 streaks lead. little over 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Amonkwa with it left to the center circle. And that's a moving screen on Rousey. Yep. Stuck her hip into Alexis Edgerson. So that's another Sterling turnover.
Seven turnovers now for Sterling.
And that's the second foul on Catherine Rousey. Yeah, she went as – see, and they weren't calling that at Sterling last week. And they were doing a lot of that, trying to stuck the hip in. You can't set – you got to be set setting the screen again. You know, she stuck the hip out into her. So the Streaks bring it back the other way. Juniper Schwartzman back in. She'll give Antonia Kissler a break. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson with it. Ooh, dangerous pass, but Capri able to reel it in out near midcourt. Now Capri down the right side lane, kicks back out to Kiera. Kiera drives left baseline, little runner up off the glass, too strong. Rebound kept alive by Juniper Schwartzman, but Maggie Rousey comes away with it for Sterling. Now it is Amonkwa with it out near the center circle with 3:12 to play in the half. Amonkwa, right wing, good defense by Alexis Edgerson. Now spins back the other way, picks up, gives to Melcher down the lane and took an extra step, and they're going to call it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That one, that was much less of a travel than Turner's.
Right. I'll tell you what, though, Tom. The 8 turnovers in the game is what's keeping the Streak lead right now. Yeah. The Streaks have only scored 4 points in this quarter.
Wow. So, again, got to take advantage of the turnovers. We've had a couple games like that. Now the Streaks nearly turn over, but Capri's able to get it back. Now Juniper Schwartzman, center circle. Left wing it goes to Alexis down the left block to Soraya Boyd up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound.
But that was the
Austin
matchup you wanted. You had Soraya against Amonkwa, and that's something you'd want to go to every time it's open.
Left baseline, it's Maggie Rousey, fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes out long to Capri, and she gets fouled by, Kiera Gibson. That'll be her first foul. That is now, is that the seventh now?
That looked like one of those three-pointers that
– yeah, we should be shooting free throws. Yeah, we got to bring it down the other way, and that's going to
– Juniper's telling the official. That looked like – that three for Maggie Rousey looked like one of those threes that the kid takes at, you know, during the timeout of a college game when they're trying to make the layup and the free throw and the three-pointer. Because she got the ball and just tried to put it up as quickly as she could, almost like Papa Shot style.
All right, Capri Ferguson at the line for a chance of the one, a bonus. 18-10 Streaks lead, 230. It's either 33 or 35. Missed it, though. Austin with a rebound.
It's 5 for her.
So Austin, Coach Jackson was telling me off the air, she has not been playing basketball very long. Didn't play through middle school at all. She's a swimmer by trade.
Oh.
And so she came late to the season, but a partially blocked shot on Melcher, but Austin there with a rebound putback. That's her first basket. And it's 18-12. Now Alexis Edgerson right wing. But said, she's planning on playing some AAU this summer. So she's got the athleticism. She's going to be a really good player for
them.
She's just learning the game.
Right. I really love how she looks.
That's now Kiera turns it over. Stolen away by Melcher. Now Kiera steals it right back. That's what you do. That's what happens. When you turn it over, you go right back and get it back. Now Alexis Edgerson for the right wing. 3. Good! Alexis Edgerson. She's got 5. Make it 21-12. Our first palindrome of the postseason. Streaks with a lead, 1:40 to play in the half.
And the Streaks needed that.
Oh, wide open Gibson on the left block. Nice feed from Menchaca. Gibson lays it up and in. And they get 21-14. Now back to Alexis Edgerson. Oh, she was open but had Austin closing out on her. Didn't take the shot. He'll give it back to her. Oh, nice look on the left side to Juniper. Lost a handle on it. And, push called from behind. Was it Amonkwa?
Yeah. Juniper lost control of the basketball, and they're going to call Amonkwa. And Amonkwa got up on her, but the reason she was falling forward is because Juniper tripped over the basketball.
Yeah. Back in for the Streaks, Antonia Kissler and Addie McLaughlin, Soraya Boyd, Capri Ferguson get a break with 1:22 to play in the half, 21-14 Streaks. So Juniper Schwartzman with a chance of one a bonus. She hit one of two earlier and hits the first here. She'll get the bonus, 22-14 Streaks. So, Kiera, after 8 in the first quarter, has not scored here in the second quarter. But it's good to see we got some other people scoring a little bit, too. Missed the second. Ooh, Antonia got away with a push on that. But the rebound comes away to Melcher anyway. Melcher picks up, gives to Menchaca, left wing. She'll fire the long three, in and out, no good. Antonia Kissler with another rebound. 22-14 Streaks. Now Kiera has it left wing, drives baseline, stops, steps right of the defender up, couldn't hit it. I think they got some arm. But the rebound comes away to Austin.
She's going to have to understand that they're not calling that in this game, at least not at this point.
Now Austin, a 17-footer, missed a rebound. Guess who? Antonia Kissler. She's got another.
She's got 7.
She's going to outdo Austin tonight, I think.
They both have 7 right now.
Okay. 45 to play. Streaks with it. Looks like maybe they'll work for one. Kiera holding on out high on the left side. Now they're going to come out and guard.
Running this 1-3-1, but the bottom of their 1-3-1 keeps getting bunched up, so the free throw line has been available if the Streaks want it.
Now 30 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson on the dribble out right side. Addie McLaughlin now right of the center circle with 25. Back to Alexis Edgerson with 23.
And I like this. Antonia's hanging out at the free throw line, which is going to open up that weak side block if Kara decides to break for it.
Now with 15. Addie right of the center circle, dribbles left. They're not even counting. They're out there guarding. They're not even counting. Now 9 to play. Kira's got out high left side. Alexis Edgerson right wing. It goes to Addie McLaughlin.
Oh, shoot that.
Didn't take the three. Now with 3 seconds, drives baseline and gets fouled by Kira Gibson.
Oh.
And she might have had all ball. And that's what she's saying.
And that's what Coach Jackson's feeling, too.
Yeah. Well, Addie passed up the three. I think she should have taken
that. She wanted to throw that backdoor pass to Kira, but they jumped it. And at that point, you just got to be ready to fire.
Second foul on Kira Gibson. Addie McLaughlin at the free throw line. First one is up and good. 23-14. Be nice to have a 10-point lead heading into halftime. 1 point, it's either 1.6 or 1 point. It looks like 1.6 to play in the half. Second shot up and good for Addie McLaughlin. Make it 24-14. Full court
don't
pressure.
Foul.
Don't foul. And it comes to Gibson. Not even going to get a shot off. And wouldn't count anyway. Hit the back of the rim. But we have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks somewhat in control here tonight. Up by 10. It is Galesburg 24, Sterling 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you're ready to get your career in gear, we may have the opportunity you've been looking for. This is Sarah Yam. We have immediate openings for both experienced mechanics and those new to the automotive field. At Yam, we offer paid training through ASE, General Motors, and Chrysler with continued advancement and a profitable career. Pay is based on your experience with a great benefit package including health insurance and paid time off. Reach out today or learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Still overpaying for a razor? In this economy? Gross. At Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. We've been hawking shaving products for years online, and we're excited to bring you the same great quality and low prices at a store near you. From high quality stainless steel blades to super smooth shave creams, Dollar Shave Club's in the business of making your shave easier. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Getting your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Isn't that great?
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors in the regional opener from Dixon, 24-14. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Well, the other games that are happening tonight, at the Ottawa Regional. It is Geneseo taking on Morris tonight. Of course, Geneseo the top seed. Morris defeated Streeter on Saturday 42-21. So Geneseo-Morris playing right now, followed by Ottawa against LaSalle Peru. The second game here tonight will feature Rock Island against the host Dixon. That actually should be a pretty good game between those two. Elsewhere at the Limestone Regional, Saturday Limestone defeated East Peoria 55-31. Then last night, Washington defeated Limestone 57-40. And Notre Dame blew out Morton. Morton had just beaten them during their, what, nine-game win streak, something like that. We were about the second win or third win in their winning streak.
No, I thought we were sixth, weren't they?
Sixth or something. I don't remember what it was.
I think they had a five-game winning streak when they came in.
Notre Dame blew them out 47-17 last night. Wow, that's kind of crazy. So tonight, no game tonight, so Washington and Notre Dame will play for that championship. That'll be a great game. Could be one of those teams heading to state. Could be sure. Peoria High. Could be our team. We don't know.
Right. Well,
so that's going to set up quite a sectional coming up. Galesburg High boys, if you're looking for their game, they're going to be getting underway 6:40 pregame at a 7 o'clock tip. It's senior night at John Thiel Gym. They're hosting the Quincy Blue Devils, and that game can be heard on 92.7 FM, The Laser, with Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels. So I was talking a little bit about Coach Jackson was kind of telling me off there about Madison Austin, the sophomore, 6'2". She's incredibly athletic and really is pretty new to basketball. She's been a swimmer by trade, which, you know, probably helped. She's very coordinated, got some strength for how thin she is. But she's definitely got a basketball body, and she's going to be something over the next couple of years. And as she said, she's going to be playing some AAU ball this summer. So that's going to be a young lady that's going to be a completely different player by next year, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she'll improve immensely if she gets the right instruction. I mean, AAU I always find to be kind of a positive or negative depending on which program you get into.
Right.
But she's definitely got some athleticism. She knows what she's doing. She does, you know, sometimes you see girls get the basketball down, especially around the rim, and they don't look like they know what they're doing. They're just kind of pushing it back up. And she definitely doesn't look that way. I would say she definitely has a better looking jump or put back from close range than Awu does. And
yeah.
Awu's couple inches taller than
yeah,
her,
yes.
So
yeah, 6'5 or so, and most definitely, and more athletic as well,
right,
on top of it. All right, halftime, Streets lead at 24-14. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats and bring you the second half of action. Streets with the lead, 24-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying that House Republicans attempting to negotiate spending cuts
is very irresponsible.
Oh, God. It's a Dave Ramsey book, isn't it?
Would you like to see what Ramsey would do in 6 months?
Beans and rice, rice and beans. Do you understand that, Congress?
Get all these senators, like, waiting tables at Olive Garden.
They got a second gig.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. If you love bingo, then mark your calendar, because the Galesburg VFW has bingo every Saturday at 1001 Michigan Avenue. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. It's a great opportunity to socialize and have fun. Learn more about this and other area events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast includes a wind advisor in effect until 3 tomorrow morning. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tonight. Showers overnight low of 39. Partly sunny, windy tomorrow, high of 41. Tomorrow night, a chance of freezing rain and snow showers overnight low of 29. Thursday, cloudy, windy with a chance of snow. Could see 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation on Thursday, high of 33. It's 49 at WGIL. A WGIL button spotter saw Joe Gates of Galesburg wearing the gray WGIL button, and she won $25 on the spot. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Streaks lead 24-14. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson from Dixon High School. The Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors, opener of the postseason. And the Streets with a lead here. I got an update from our buddy Alex Staub. He's a Metamora guy. He's in Bloomington watching Lincoln against Rantoul. Lincoln, the only undefeated team in Class 3A. They're leading Rantoul at the end of the first quarter, 37-2.
Oh, wow.
That's not surprising, though, because
no.
Rantoul's really, really bad. Rantoul's really bad, and Lincoln's really good. They're, what, 29-0, 30-0, something like that. They're having a pretty good season.
Yeah.
And they've got a pretty cushy trip to the state tournament. We'll see what happens when they get there. They've only played one good team this year.
Right. Well, and that's
Peoria High. They beat them, but.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. It'll be interesting to see how everything shakes up going through their sectional.
Halftime stats brought to you by Yum Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Streets led by Kiara Kilgore's 9 points, a three, a couple of twos, two for two from the line. Let's see, five for Alexis Edgerson on a three and a two, four for Antonia Kissler, a couple of baskets, two for Juniper Schwartzman, two for Addie McLaughlin, each on two free throws, Juniper two for four, two for Soraya Boyd on a basket as well. Six for 11 from the line, the 2 3-pointers. Olivia Turner led Sterling with 6 points, two baskets, two for four for the line, 2 points apiece for Melcher, Austin, Amonkwa, and Gibson, two for three from the line, no three-pointers.
Sterling turned the ball over nine times in that first half. Streaks turned it over three. Streaks have an edge on the rebounding, 19-18, including 8-4 on the offensive boards. Sterling just 6 of 22 from the field, 0 of 5 from downtown. Streaks are 8 of 27. 2 of 13 from distance, so not shooting really well from deep, but they're shooting pretty decently, 6 of 14 from inside the arc.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streets. Road games, driving something out of their rental fleet tonight. Very nice Nissan Murano. It's a 2022. You're going to want to check this out. If you need a rental vehicle and you want something really nice, really comfy, this is your ride. Got us up here in fine fashion tonight.
Yeah.
But, if you're looking, if you need a rental for any reason, but if you're looking new, Galesburg Nissan is the place to go. Of course, they've got the pro-certified limited warranty. It includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty. And now a timeout call by Coach Jackson as the Streaks had Amonkwa trapped in the
Streaks
corner.
Streaks jumped out in a 1-3-1, and Amonkwa didn't recognize. She got herself over in the corner by the half-court line as Kira kind of pushed her over there. And then right when she turned her back, it was kind of like back in the day with Jordan and Pippen. Right when she turned her back, there comes Soraya from the backside. So then when she spun her way from Kira, she had Soraya right in her face.
So Coach Jackson has to burn a 30-second timeout. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. All right, so Sterling will try again from midcourt on the far side. Dixon High. So see, it's been many years since I've been here, and I was telling you on the way here, I don't remember if it was a boys' game, girls' game. I did. I know it's been more than 20 years, but it's much nicer. They've got the nice fiberglass bleachers like we have now, in purple and gray and some black in them, and a near steal by Kiara knocked it away. Now they'll inbound this time in front of their own bench.
Streaks back to the man-to-man now.
So we're up kind of on the balcony. They don't have the bleachers pulled out on the balcony, though. Nice crowd here tonight. There's a pretty decent Streaks crowd, pretty decent Sterling crowd, some mix. There's a few Dixon crowd fans here mixed in. I'm not sure how much Rock Island their team's here. I don't know if there are any fans are here.
Yeah, I don't see very many.
Now a steal by Kiara.
Oh, she hopped on that foot.
Yeah, she ended up traveling. Yeah, I thought she's either traveled or stepped out of bounds because she was trying to walk the tightrope there on the sideline, so she just stopped and tried to get her balance. But
And a slow call there by the official because she hopped. And then started leaning, and then finally he called the travel. I think there's a couple Rock Island fans across the way from us.
Oh, there we go. There are a couple. All right. Three-pointer from the left wing, no good by Turner.
So one thing I've noticed, and it hasn't been called yet, but that's the second time the ball has hit the guide wires above the basket.
Yeah, it's supposed to be out of bounds.
And it's supposed to be out of bounds, and these officials aren't calling it. It happened to us once down here on one wee shot, and now them down here. That one just now, while Turner, no call.
That rebound was knocked out of bounds by Austin. Streaks have it back the other way. Alexis Edgerson bounced for Soraya down the left block. Leans in. They trap her. Now she tries to throw it back out. Stolen away by Melcher. Melcher midcourt picks
Streaks
up.
Streaks had her trapped, and they gave up on it. Alexis and Soraya are trapped in the corner, and then they fell back.
Amonkwa with it, left wing. Down on the left block, it goes to Rousey. She has to kick it out. It's stolen away by Capri Ferguson. Capri on the run by herself down the left side. And now they're going to call the foul on
that Turner. Was a late call, too, because I thought Turner had a clean block.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She hustled down. She got back and went up, and I thought she got the block. But, late whistle, and Turner gets called for the foul. That is her third foul now. She's been they're pretty much their only offense here tonight. Now that's three, and that's going to put Capri Ferguson at the free throw line. She missed her only attempt in the first half and makes the first here.
It's her first point of the game.
25-14 as the Streaks lead, 6:41 to play here in the third quarter. Capri Ferguson eyes the second. It is up and missed it. Rebound Catherine Rousey for Sterling to Turner. Turner across midcourt left side, stops out high. Right wing goes to Melcher. Melcher to the left elbow and has it knocked away by Capri Ferguson, and Antonia Kissler comes away with it for the Streaks. Capri gives to Alexis Edgerson, right wing, back to Capri Ferguson, splits the defenders down the right side, and a reach is going to be called. Is it Rousey or is it Austin? There was two players, one on each side of her. I didn't see who he's consulting with the other official.
He's going 11, Rousey.
Rousey.
That's her third.
Yeah, so Catherine Rousey now with three. And that'll put Capri Ferguson back at the free throw line with two more. Just hit to one of two. Gibson getting ready to check in. Also Menchaca as Capri hits the first. And it's 26-14 streak, 6:22 to play here in the third quarter. So Rousey and Melcher come out. She's going to leave Turner in there with three fouls. Rousey comes out with her third.
Now, I mean, I think at some point you got to sacrifice because you need the offense. This isn't a team that's gushing offense.
Capri misses the second. Gibson runs down the rebound, gives way to Menchaca. She'll bring it across with 6:10 to play here in the third. Gibson lost a handle on it, but able to run it down out high on the left side. Now gives to Austin. She'll fire the three out high on the left side.
Yeah.
Missed it.
Guessing coach doesn't like that one.
And Kira Kilgore, what a bounce pass to Soraya Boyd running the floor, up off the glass, couldn't hit it, but the foul's going to go against Austin. That was a Magic Johnson-esque bounce pass there off the dribble. right past the defender. I mean, and Kira saw that the defender wasn't looking. Had the defender turned, could have put her hand out and knocked it away. But great pass for by Kira. Soraya missed the shot, but goes to the free throw line with two and hits the first. Foul went against Austin. That's her second. And that was a great hustle by Austin getting back there for that, even though she picked up the foul. Second shot in and out, no good. Streaks just can't. I think we had the two from Addie and the two from Kira in the first quarter. Now right baseline, Menchaca misses. Capri Ferguson with a rebound. Capri on the run down the right side with 5.5 to play. Gets past the defender, up off the glass, came up short. And the rebound, Amakwa for Sterling. 27-14, Streaks lead. Top of the key, Turner fires a long three, missed it. Rebound comes out long. It's run down by Austin in the left corner. Gives to Amakwa on the left wing. She'll bring it back out. Now Turner has it between the circles. High post, left elbow goes to Austin and tried to get it to Amakwa, knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Amakwa runs it down, and she dribbled it. That should be double dribble.
No, she didn't.
I thought she did when she was chasing it down.
Okay. No, she grabbed it because Alexis knocked it off her foot.
Now Amakwa, nice drive by Amakwa. Great defense by Alexis Edgerson, but Amakwa was able to get the shot up, and she works for that one. She's got 27-16 streaks, 5:09 to play here in the third.
What do we got?
3 seconds.
Oh, no. They're calling the saying
Alexis,
Alexis went
out of bounds, ran to get around the
she
defender.
Ran out of bounds to get around the defense, and they're going to call it. You never see that called.
Nope. We've seen it happen, but we haven't seen it
I think that's the second time I've ever seen it called, and the last time they called the technical, because I think technically speaking, there is a technical violation if you do that.
This is Menchaca, right baseline, stolen away by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run, down the right side, dumps it down to Antonia Kissler, kicks back out to Capri, got knocked away by Menchaca. Streaks will have it back in front of their own bench on the near sideline.
I would have liked to see Antonia take that straight up instead of kicking it out.
Capri Ferguson to trigger for the Streaks to Antonia Kissler, left wing Alexis Edgerson. Alexis puts it on the floor, back to Kira, lost a handle on it, and runs it down the right side, gets around the defender, up off the glass, came up short with it. Gibson with a rebound. Now Soraya's going to get called for the reach. That'll be her first foul. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
Who rebounded that one?
Gibson.
Yeah, that's.
Now a steal by Capri on the inbound. Left corner, three by Kira Kilgore, no good. Antonia Kissler with a rebound. To Capri Ferguson, right side to Alexis Edgerson. Didn't pull the trigger on the three, could have gotten out to Antonia Kissler just inside the free throw line. Shot might have been partially blocked, but she got it up and in. Antonia Kissler with six and it's 29-16 streaks. Turner drives down, dumps down to Austin, lost a handle on it, getting knocked away. Ball goes to four. Alexis Edgerson comes away with it and then gets tackled by Menchaca. And that will be her first foul.
It's 15 turnovers now for Sterling. They've got six in this quarter.
So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Capri Ferguson to trigger. Bounces for Antonia Kissler. Back to Capri out high right side. Fires a three. Too strong. Rebound comes out long, and good job by Antonia Kissler. Got there and kind of blocked Menchaca from being able to cleanly get the ball, and she fell out of bounds with it. So it goes back to the Streaks, leading 29-16. We're down to, it looks like, 3:52 to play here in the third quarter. Capri Ferguson on the dribble out high right side. Brings it left, now picks up and hands off to Kiera. Now Alexis Edgerson in the center circle. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore fakes a three, penetrates, dumps it down to Soraya, but stolen away.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks.
Nice thought, but too much traffic. And now Amankwa drives down, splits the defenders. Oh, now Soraya, I think, is going to get called for her second.
Yep.
Does go against Soraya. As Amankwa gets in there. And that puts Amankwa at the free throw line with two shots. Dalali Amankwa with 4 points in the game. First shot is up and uses all the rim and falls through. 29-17, we're at three. I can't tell if that's a 3:31 or 3:37 to play in the quarter.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Look at this one over here. It looks like it's a one. We're at weird angles to see the we can see the score, which is nice, but it's nice to see the clock too. Second shot is up, missed it, and should have been over the back on Austin. Good block out by Juniper Schwartzman, but Capri Ferguson comes away with it anyway. Gets knocked away from behind, though, and Menchaca comes away with it for Sterling. Amankwa, Turner, top of the key, fires to three, missed it. Rebound Capri, or Kiera, for the Streaks. Kiera Kilgore on the run, 3:10 to play. Dumped it down to Antonia Kissler, left block up off the glass, can't hit, and the rebound's going to go off. Ooh, I thought Kiera knocked that out, but it's going to
we'll
come back
it.
Our way, yeah. 3:06 to play. 3:06 or 3:08, one of those. It looks like 3:06 to play. As Menchaca comes out, Melcher back in. Kiera to inbound from the left baseline into Antonia Kissler. Now Juniper Schwartzman has it out high. Kiera out high on the left side, fakes a three, dribbles left baseline, gets around the defender, up off the glass, took some contact, no good. Austin comes away with a rebound.
It's 10 rebounds for Austin now.
29-17 is the Streaks' lead. Melcher picks up, gives to Turner, top of the key, down the left side of the lane.
Travel
again!
Oh, my God!
She took three. Oh, my gosh! This is absolutely I have never seen such a thing. Three times she's gotten away with it. Now they're going to call a foul on the other end as Capri drives in. How do you
that
not see that?
That is crazy. She high kneeing through the lane.
Yeah, she just like I'm gonna keep running with the ball till I get to the basket. So Capri Ferguson back to the free throw line with two shots again. She's hit one of two, each of her other two trips here in the second half. Hits the first one there. Who's that foul on?
I didn't
see. I couldn't get over the travel. Okay, so Kiera Gibson, that's her third. Free Ferguson second shot, hits both of them this time. So she's got 4 points all here in the third quarter. 31-19 Streaks, 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Here's this for a stat for you, Tom. Streaks are up by 12, and Kiera hasn't hit a field goal since the first quarter.
Wow. Now down to Austin on the block, missed the easy one, and the ball's going to go off of her last, but it's going to go back to Sterling.
Yeah, that's always one that drives me nuts because they knocked the ball. The Streaks knocked the ball out, but it went off Austin's hand last. But because it was the Streaks trying to knock it away, they, like, always give the ball back to the other team. What a block!
Oh, Capri blocks the shot. Then it's going to go off of Lily last. They put it inside to Turner. Went up for the shot. Capri knocked it out, knocked it straight down, and Lily couldn't quite get a grip on it because it came off quickly. Back to Sterling on the right baseline. 2:24 to play here in the
quarter. Yeah, but I saw that coming. Lily had her back to Amankwa, and she's going to do it
off
and
her
one.
Back, stepped in, got it up and in. Lily fouled
her. You can't do that. I saw that coming the whole way because Lily, there's nobody in the lane, and Lily was standing far enough away from Amankwa. She was able to flip it off Lily's back, get the ball back, and then when Lily turned into her, she had already put the ball up, and it was an and one.
Yeah, you kind of got to be open to who you're, even if you're guarding the inbounder or who's behind you. Yeah.
I mean,
Amankwa,
it's not as
a three-point play.
Lily is flying off that and helping on defense, as we saw in the last one. It was Capri making the block.
31-22, Streaks with a lead. Kiera with it, left wing. Pulls it back out, 2:10 to play. Now Juniper Schwartzman out high, holds on, left wing it goes. Lily Clark fires from on top of the three-point arc. Missed it. Rebound comes away to Austin. Back the other way. Turner, right baseline. Fires a 10-footer in and out, back in.
And all of a sudden, here comes Sterling.
Make it 31-24 with a minute and a half to play, and Coach Massey calls a timeout. And it's a 30-second timeout. So just like that, Sterling has gotten themselves back in. You know, I think if it's going the other way and you get up by 20, they're not going to be much competition. But now they're fighting their way back in, and it's going to make it that much harder. All right, so the Streaks with a 31-24 lead here. The winner will move on to a Friday night championship game here at the regional against the winner of Rock Island and Dixon, which comes up right after this game. That should be a pretty good game. Dixon's got a great record, but they did not play the kind of competition Rock Island saw in the Western Big Six Conference either. So Rock Island, when they play well, they're a really good team, but sometimes they have not played well this year. So we'll see what Henry Hall has in store for Dixon here tonight on their own floor.
They're one of those teams that can show up, though, and you know, they're led by a very dynamic scorer, and if she gets going, she's one of those players that can carry a team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why there's a giant dog down on the other side of the floor. It does not look like a seeing eye dog.
No, it's some sort of service dog, it looks like. But, yeah, that's it's in an odd
place. How can you tell that? It just looks like it's in a harness.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Turner down the right side, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Melcher, left side up off the glass, missed it. Now Austin with the rebound, puts it up, missed it. And now finally it comes away to Kiara Kilgore. Wow, Streaks got a break there. They missed three easy ones. Kiara in the backcourt. Now Melcher reaches. No call there. Now Kiara down the right side lane. Dumps it down to Juniper Schwartzman up off the glass and in.
Great pass right there from Kiara to Juniper.
33-24. 1:12 to play here in the third quarter. Turner left wing out high.
Backside.
Oh, and now there's Capri knocked away. Melcher was open, but Capri stepped in and knocked it away, and the Streaks get it on the Sterling turnover. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson. Back to Capri Ferguson. 58 seconds to play in the third. Antonia Kistler, top of the key. Hands off to Capri. Now Kiara with it left wing. Back to Capri Ferguson, left of the center circle. Now Alexis Edgerson with 49. Right corner goes to Kiara. Swing it over to Capri Ferguson. She'll fire the three out high left side. Missed it. Rebound kept alive by Kiara. Now she reverses. And, nope, they're going to say she carried it. Yeah, she. I could see it from here, but we don't see that call. The ball was kind of out over the end line, and she kind of turned it over. But, yeah, unusual call for this day and age.
Yeah.
It was a correct call, but 34 to play now. Turner out high on the left side. Now it's Amankwa in the center circle. Dribbles left with 30 to play. Goes to the left wing. Looking for Austin, now gets to Turner, top of the key. Turner down the right side lane, now cut off and kicks out to Melcher. Melcher cut off at the left elbow, now back out to Turner. She'll bring it back out with 17 to play. Turner right side, high post, Antonia tried to reach over the top of Gibson, had a hand on the back as well, got a push call. That's going to be the second on Antonia.
Well, thankfully only the fourth on the team, so no free throws. They're going to have to inbound it with 14. A little over 14 seconds left to go here.
33-24 Streaks lead. Amankwa inbound from the right baseline. Oh. Melcher, she gets it up off the glass and in. Somebody lost her there. She puts it up and in. 8 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson with six. Now it's Antonia Kistler, and now she gets fouled by Gibson. That's her fourth. That was Gibson thought she was going to be able to get to that pass, but Antonia did a good job of kind of screening her off. So that's four on Gibson. She'll go back to the bench, and Catherine Rousey comes back in
Menchaca
with three fouls. Or excuse me,
Rousey. I didn't see the other one.
Yeah.
Long hair.
All right, 3.5 to play, and it comes to Antonia Kistler. Alexis Edgerson got to get a shot off. Now to Kiara, left corner, fires a three. Missed it at the buzzer. Well, it's a little bit closer than we would like. Heading into the final 8 minutes of the regional opener, it is Galesburg 33, Sterling 26. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
road.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter, leading 33-26. Tom Erdith, there, Gibson here at Dixon Regional Opener, and she stepped out of bounds. Thank you.
Well, and then after we turned it over, Melcher came down and ran over Capri, yeah. And there was no call.
Yeah.
Like, no block, no charge. She ran right into her, and Capri easily had position.
Streaks outscored 12-9 in that third quarter. They've got the basketball. It's Kira Kilgore on high on the left side. Left baseline, Alexis Edgerson fires a three. Good!
Oh,
Alexis
go.
Edgerson, her second of the game. She's got eight. Mega 36-26 back to a 10-point Streaks lead with just over 7 minutes to play.
Streaks needed that. They need to see the ball go in the basket a few times. They're having issues getting field goals.
Nice defense by Antonia Kissler. They tried to go to Rousey down to the block. Antonia knocks it away, and Sterling will trigger from the left baseline. It'll be Amankwa.
Streak scored 9 points in that third quarter, Tom. Five of them came from the free throw line.
Wow. Amankwa finally gets it into Melcher out high left side. Back to Amankwa in the left corner. Looking for Austin, posted up. Now penetrates. Little runner off the glass. Missed it, and a rebound. Antonia Kissler lost the handle. Now Soraya Boyd comes away with it. Gets it to Capri Ferguson. Streaks with a 10-point lead. 6:40 to play. Capri Ferguson out high right side. Kiara Kilgore out high left side. She'll fire the three. Good! Kiara Kilgore, her first basket in the second half. She's got 12. Mega 39-26 with 6:25 to play here in the ball game.
Her first basket since the first quarter.
Oh, first quarter, that's right. Wow. Amankwa. Data goes to Austin, right block. Turnaround five-footer up and good.
Yeah, I like the way she looks. If somebody works with her a lot, she's going to be a good player.
Now at the free throw line, Antonia Kissler kicks to Kiara. Left corner for three. Missed that one. Rebound weak side, Soraya Boyd. Kicks back out to Alexis Edgerson. Streaks will reset with 5:59 to play in the ballgame, leading 39-28. Capri Ferguson in the center circle with it. Purple circle with a big white English script D in there. Nice look underneath to Kiara Kilgore. Up off the glass. Got it in one.
Ooh, they're
foul on
count
Austin.
It. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
That was some real.
She fouled her on the fake.
Yeah, there was some real continuation there. The Streaks will take it, but Kiara faked her up. Austin fell down on top of her, and then Kiara went up with the shot and made it after she had shed Austin.
Three on Austin. They're going to give her a break. They'll bring Menchaca in. 5:40 to play. Streaks now lead 41-28. Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. A quick 5-point run for her. All right, so Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. She hit two in the first quarter and hits this one.
Streaks up 14 now.
Biggest lead of the game, right?
Yeah.
42-28, 5:39 to play. Amankwa on the dribble, right wing, working against Alexis Edgerson. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Menchaca on the left wing. Menchaca working against Kiara Kilgore, picks up. Good defense by the Streaks. Now it's Amankwa between the circles. Bounces high post, knocked away from behind by Antonia Kissler. Now Amankwa down the left side.
Nope, they're going to call a foul.
They're going to call a reach, I think, on Soraya. You know, there hasn't been too many of them. They've been fairly consistent, but just odd the times that they call them.
Right.
So that is three on Soraya Boyd, 15 foul on the Streaks. By the way, Streaks will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. Down the low block, it comes to Rousey, left side shot. Oh,
wow.
Up off the glass. I don't know how she got that up and in, but she got it up and in over the outstretched arms of Soraya Boyd. First basket for Catherine Rousey. Now top of the key, Capri for three, can't hit. Rebound tapped by Antonia Kissler, couldn't bring it in though. 42-30, Streaks lead with 4:55 to play in the ballgame. Now Gibson gets away on the left side under the basket. That's her second basket, and it's 42-32. They're hanging around still, and Coach Massey calls timeout. It's another 30-second timeout. So if you're looking for Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball, you can find them on 92.7 FM, The Laser. They were just getting underway against the Quincy Blue Devils senior night. I'm not even actually sure if they started the game yet. They were scheduled to tip at 7, but it's also senior night. So the Streaks and Quincy Blue Devils, Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels have that game, 92.7 FM, The Laser. And I'm guessing when we're done here, they will probably pick up the remainder of that game here on WGIL as well. All right, so the winner of this game moves on to a Friday night to regional championship game against the winner of the game following this between Dixon and Rock Island, which will be kind of an interesting matchup. Depends. You never know which Rock Island team you're going to get. We know they've played better competition than what Dixon's seen. Dixon, I think, was undefeated until they played Lincoln, and they lost, what, like, it was like 49-16 or something like that. So the good teams they played, they lost to. And they played some teams from the suburbs that they lost to that didn't have very good records either. Inbound comes Antonia Kistler, top of the key. It's Capri down to Kira on the left block. Tries to dump it down to Antonia, puts it up and in. Fouled from behind by Machaca. Nice extra pass from Kira Kilgore to Antonia Kistler. She kind of lost a handle on it, then able to gather herself, get it up and in. Drew the foul on Machaca. That's her second. And Antonia Kistler with a chance at the three-point play. She's got 8 points in the game. 44-32 Streaks with 4:42 to play. Free throw up. High Archer missed it. Rebound kept alive by Kiera, and it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, saved in by Antonia, but Amonqua comes away with it. Oh, a near steal by Capri Ferguson. Went high for it. Nice hustle. Knocked it away from Turner. And it'll go back to Sterling on the far sideline near midcourt.
It's tough watching the hustle there by Antonia Kistler getting around and getting on that ball, but all of her teammates had already started back down the floor, so once you tapped it back in, there was nobody there to tap it to.
Gibson gives way to Rousey. Now back between the circles. It is Amonqua near the center circle, 4:20 to play. Streaks with a 44-32 lead, and Amonqua traveled with it right in front of the official. But we've had others right in front of the official they didn't call, but, I mean, literally, he was standing right next to her when she did that one.
18 turnovers now for Sterling.
Antonia Kissel with it out high between the circles. Out high left side to Kiara Kilgore. Now Capri Ferguson out high on the right side with it. Top of the key, Alexis Edgerson fires a three. Ooh, off the mark. Rebound comes away to Gibson for Sterling. Now Turner runs it down the right side. Turner on the wing, tapped away by Capri or Kiara, but Amonqua gets it back. Now down to the right block goes to Rousey. Lost a handle, ball goes to four. And we're going to have a tie-up between Capri Ferguson and Kiara Gibson.
And Juniper takes a fall.
Yeah, stepping backwards, it tripped over somebody's legs that was laying there. The possession arrow points toward Sterling.
For all you Illini fans out there, news not good at halftime. Oh, they trail 53-40 at half up at Penn State.
Happy Valley. Man, that's not a good sign. And Penn State's a good team, but shouldn't be losing that bad.
No.
Looking, finally gets it into Turner, right wing. Nobody got her. Fires a three, missed it. Nice block out by Juniper Schwartzman.
Oh, she didn't get the ball.
Yeah, couldn't reel it in. Austin had kind of gone over her back and kind of knocked it away as she was coming down with it, so it's going to go back to Sterling. It'll be Amonqua to inbound on the left baseline. 3:48 to play in the ball game, and it comes to Turner, missed a long two, and Gibson with a rebound for Sterling. Now Turner's got it again. Down the left side, pulls it back out. Now gives to Austin, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side lane. Stolen away by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara on the run. Down the right side, she'll stop, fake, up off the glass and in.
Well, that's one of those that Austin will learn. You got to be a better ball handler if you're going to go into traffic with it, and she's not yet at the spot.
Now a steal by Antonia Kistler on the bad pass. And now if a reach is going to be called on, I think it was Turner. That's going to put Capri Ferguson at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
20 turnovers now for Sterling, and that's the fourth foul on Turner, who's been their best scorer in these last two games.
So Capri Ferguson goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 46-32. Streaks have equaled their biggest lead of the ball game at 14 with 19 to play. First free throw up, no good. A rebound, Juniper Schwartzman runs it down for the Streaks. Out it goes to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara out high on the left side. Left baseline. There she goes again. Antonia Kistler, a little 12-footer, puts it up and in.
Who'd you get that pass from?
Kiara. She's got 10, and it's 48-32. Biggest lead of the ball game at 16 for the Streaks. Less than 3 minutes to play.
It's the sixth assist of the game for Kira.
Melcher with it, top of the key, down the right side lane. It's stolen away by Alexis Edgerson. Then she's fouled immediately by Melcher. And we're going to walk it back the other way. That is at the ninth or the tenth. That's the 10th team foul, so Alexis Edgerson will get two cracks at it from the free throw line.
She has not been to the free throw line yet in this game.
First foul on Melcher. So Alexis Edgerson at the foul line. 48-32 Streaks lead with 2:41 to play in the ball game. Alexis Edgerson at the line. First one is up and good. She's got 9 in the game. Liberty in, as is, who else came in? I didn't see. Looks like, did Turner even go out, or did she come back in, or had she been out? I'm not even sure.
No, I don't think she came out.
49-32, second shot for Alexis Edgerson. Missed it. Rebound kept alive by Antonia, but Turner runs it down. She's got it left baseline. Nice defense by Alexis Edgerson. Kicks out. Top of the key. It goes to Melcher down the right side. Knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Amankwa able to run it down out near midcourt. 49-32, Streaks lead. Amankwa on the dribble. Now it's Melcher working against Antonia Kistler. Melcher goes to the right elbow and lost the handle on. Traveled. Paxley passed to herself. Missed a runner. And the rebound, Antonia Kistler, gets knocked away from behind. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Antonio in the middle of that on the floor. It's going to go back to the Streaks with 19 or 14 to play. I can't tell.
Now we're going to get a press here from Sterling. They're going to try to push the issue.
Antonia Kistler to inbound for the Streaks. Bounces for Alexis Edgerson.
I don't like that.
Yep.
Alexis is streaking up the sideline from half court. That's too far of a distance to go, and the defender, Turner, is staying right with her. She's got to either V-cut backwards to shake Turner, or she's got to sprint down and then back.
Now Kiara will inbound from the far sideline. It comes to Juniper Schwartz and bounces right back to Kiara running down the right side. Bounce for
what a pass.
Edgerson left side, up off the glass and in. Another outstanding Magic-esque pass from Kiara Kilgore. This time to Alexis Edgerson, lays it up and in. 51-32 Streaks. 1:59 to play in the ball game. Amankwa on the dribble, out high. Right side, now back to the top of the key. Great defense from Alexis Edgerson. Now gets it to Menchaca, now to Rousey down on the right block. Good defense by Juniper Forston, missed a shot. Rebound, Capri Ferguson for the Streaks. 1:40 to play, Streaks lead 51-32. Antonia Kistler gives to Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. She'll just hold on. Now they'll come out and guard her. Now Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. Right wing to Capri Ferguson.
Oh, jeez.
That should be an intentional foul, shouldn't it? She just pushed her.
Yeah, she didn't even go for the ball.
No, she just pushed her down. How is that not an intentional foul?
She just dropped her shoulder into her.
Wow. So that's going to put Capri back at the free throw line for two shots. With 1:28 to play in the ball game. 51-32, Streaks with a lead. First shot is up and good. 20-point lead for the first time here tonight. And checking in, Julia Robinson, Addison Peck, and Kayla Pendergast, as Juniper, Antonia, and Kiara will go to the bench. Oh, also Julia Robinson, Lily Clark in as well. And Addie McLaughlin waiting to replace Capri, who hits the second free throw, so Addie McLaughlin will check in as well for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 53-32 Streaks lead, 1:28 to play in the ball game.
Coach Jackson's got to be pretty happy with her effort. Her girls fought hard for about 3.5 quarters and just kind of ran out of gas here.
They've done a lot of subbing. Ball knocked away by Addison Peck, but Rousey gets it back. Now it's Turner top of the key working against Addie McLaughlin at the free throw line. Pulls it back out, turns and just fires kind of a wild shot. Missed it. Rebound Lily Clark on the weak side. Lost the handle, but able to get it back. Now gets knocked out of bounds by Abby Halsney.
That's one of those ones where Lily's got to kick that back to Addie McLaughlin. Yeah. Her brought bring it up the floor because she didn't have anybody guarding her.
Addie will walk it across in the center circle. 58 seconds to play. Bounces for Kayla Pendergast, left wing, Julie Robinson. Back to Addison Peck between the circles. Right high right side, it's Addie McLaughlin. Now Lily Clark with 48 to play. Lost a handle on it, but Kayla Pendergast picks it up. Back to Lily Clark. Now she looks for help, gets it out to Addie McLaughlin, top of the key. Julia Robinson down to Addison Peck on the left block, gets fouled from behind by, I think it was
So Rousey, or is it going to go on Weeks?
Yeah, goes to go against Rousey. That's her fourth, and that'll put Addison Peck at the free throw line. So four on Catherine Rousey, Addison Peck at the free throw line for two shots and hits the first. 54-32, Streaks with a lead, just over 38 seconds to play in the ballgame. Second shot, Addison Peck, high arcer is no good. Rebound comes away to Rousey. Back the other way, Cadence Weeks, 5'8 senior. Now Turner with it between the circles, hands off to Halsney. 29 seconds to play, Halsney on the dribble. Right wing it goes to Weeks. Weeks, top of the key, thought about the shot, now picks up. Gets out to Menchaca, left wing it goes to Halsney. 16 to play. High post, Rousey lost a handle on it. It's going to go, nearly went out of bounds. They saved it
now
in.
That was a kick by Julia Robinson. She tried to redirect the basketball to her with her foot, no call.
Now Kayla Pendergast got called for a foul there. I'm not sure how that happened, but we've got 9.8 seconds to play in the ball game.
And they didn't start the clock right away.
No, 54-32, Streaks lead. Halsey on the dribble, knocked away by Addison Peck. Ball goes to the floor and a tie-up between Addie McLaughlin and Catherine Rousey with 0.9 seconds to play. And the ball will belong to Sterling. Actually, it might be 0.5. I can't tell. So Halsey to inbound. They'll barely have time to get a shot off. Halsey gets it into Rousey, and she does get it.
Oh,
missed the easy one off the glass right under the basket at the buzzer. The Galesburg Silver Streaks move to the regional championship. Hard-fought win. Galesburg defeats Sterling by a final of 54-32. So the Streaks will be back at it Friday night, playing for the regional championship against the winner of the next game, which comes up in just a few minutes between the Rock Island Rocks and the Dixon Duchesses. Streaks win it here 54-32. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats, name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks win it 54-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was a perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast includes a wind advisory in effect until 3 tomorrow morning. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tonight. Showers overnight low of 39. Partly sunny, windy tomorrow, high of 41. Tomorrow night, a chance of freezing rain and snow showers overnight low of 29. Thursday, cloudy, windy with a chance of snow. Could see 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation on Thursday, high of 33. It's 49 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 54-32 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Coach Massey making his way up to chat with us here after the Streaks win tonight, 25th win of the season. Sterling ends with a 3-26 record. A hard-fought win for the Streaks here, but they come away with a good win here tonight. And they'll play the winner of the game coming up between the Dixon Duchesses and the Rock Island Rocks. They're getting ready to start in just a bit. So the Streaks with a win here tonight, 54-32 is the final score. It's kind of a maze for Coach. There he is. Kind of a maze to get up where we're at. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. Hard-fought win again here tonight. They came out and they had some confidence after the game last week, but you guys really took care of business, especially in the starting midway through that third quarter and into the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I thought maybe a difference was early. We changed up our press a little bit and got the 10-second violation, and we got a couple turnovers, and they adjusted, and then we didn't go back to it. And I think we got some good things out of the 1-3-1. But then, toward the end of the third quarter, it was obvious that they had something they wanted to run, and they got the layup off of it. So we decided, went to man, and we were able to play man against them with their size. The last game last week, they missed 38 shots and got 19 offensive rebounds. So I mean, that's not good at all. And I don't know what the percent that they got today, but I thought that was a big difference that we rebounded so much better.
It was nice because you kind of really had to rely heavily on Kiara in the game last week against them, but the scoring was really balanced here this evening. Early on, I mean, you're getting a lot of good looks against that 1-3-1, not getting a lot to fall in that first half, but finally it opened up a little bit for you, and you're getting inside and outside.
Yeah, and, I think Antonia Kistler has made a real difference. Not only did she rebound well, but she's doing what we thought last summer watching her play that she'd bring to us of, she's doing a nice job of getting some stuff at the basket, but also, I think she hit a couple like 17-foot shots, and that's a big difference for us.
Yeah, and that's what kind of surprised me seeing that mid-range game from her, because, yeah, she had at least a couple of those and ended up with 10 points and was really outstanding on the boards for you as well.
Yeah, that, real positive. And, Addie Mack is struggled with an injury, and that for her, she's still, I don't know what percentage, but she's not close to 100%. But she was able to go in and buy us some huge minutes in that first half and get Capri into the locker room with only two fouls.
Well, a good win here tonight over Sterling. You'll be back here on Friday night, the winner of the game coming up between Rock Island and Dixon. And this should be a pretty darn good game between these two.
It should be. I mean, we're very familiar with Rock Island and what they do. And, to be honest, down the stretch, they've been very up and down.
Yeah.
You know, I think they lost 40-25 at home against Quincy last week. And so there's been some issues there. Dixon is a team that, you know, you'd like to say, well, they don't play the same level of competition. But you look, Stillman Valley and Byron in their conference are very good teams. And they've gone, Dixon's gone out and played, some good non-conference too. And they're extremely well coached. And as we know from last year, that they just end up can frustrate you completely with their defense.
Interesting that, you know, normally on the girls' side, we're playing a championship game on Thursday night. What did they have something else going on here? Is that why it's Friday?
No, it's always a choice of the whole school of what they want to do. They have to, you know, declare that early on. And, I would say it's kind of like, especially because the play-in games now for the boys are on Saturday.
Yeah.
You look like Western Big Six is finishing their schedule up now, and so Friday's free. So I would say you look at it and probably somewhere like maybe 40% of the schools play on Fridays.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, we had a decent crowd here tonight, but hopefully with it being a Friday night, we can get a great crowd here to back the streaks against whoever it is we play.
Yeah, well, hopefully, because we know, you can see already Dixon students, lined up ready to, they're like ready to go.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win at 54-32. Take a timeout, come back and run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
If you're ready to get your career in gear, we may have the opportunity you've been looking for. This is Sarah Yem. Our GM Service Educational Partnership with ICC in Peoria could be just what you need to jumpstart your automotive career. This is a two-year program delivering advanced automotive service training and includes a paid internship here at Yem. Certified instructors are ready to help steer you down the road to success. Reach out today and we can help get you moving. Or learn more at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight, 54-32, the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors as their season comes to an end. They struggled record-wise, but what Coach Jackson wanted, they had some issues. I'm not sure what happened early in the season, but they lost like five players, including several starters for whatever reason. And then they also had some injuries. And the Austin girl, the 6'2 sophomore, came in late from swimming. So, they really improved. And the record didn't show up, but that's a team that's really improved. And they're going to be a team to be reckoned with over the next couple of years.
Yeah, assuming that they keep on the development path they seem to be on, I agree with you. I think that at some point they're a team that if they gel just right, and some of these girls step up into the roles that they have available, somebody's going to have to fill the scoring role for Turner. She was kind of their offensive catalyst. But, we watched Liberty. She seemed to have some offensive chops in the sophomore game when we watched her at their place last week. So it'll be interesting to see, to who steps up for the squad. And it's very possible that if everybody steps up, this team could be a team that makes at least things difficult in the Western Big Six for teams.
Yeah, and speaking of that sophomore team, of course, you had Austin there at 6'2", but you had some other size on that sophomore team that with some girls that were pretty athletic as well. I kind of like, have you seen the one Dixon girl that doesn't have the shooting shirt on? They kind of like their jersey. You turn around the front, there's like the purple just across, like, kind of the top of the shoulders with the silver numbers, and it says Dixon on top of the numbers and Duchesses below. It's kind of a cool look with the black stripes. And they got the Indiana University style warm-up pants but with purple and black on the stripes, so going up and down. All right, so our post-game stats are brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start with scoring. This was good to see. Kiara did have a nice game scoring-wise, but you didn't have to rely on her this time. She did have 17 points, four twos, a couple of threes, three for three from the free throw line. Two other players in double figures, Alexis Ederson with 11, a couple of twos, a couple of threes, one for two from the free throw line. 10 points for Antonia Kistler, five baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 6 points for Capri Ferguson, all from the free throw line. She was 6 for 10. 4 points for Juniper Schwartz, one on a basket, and 2 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Soraya Boyd on a basket, just 1 for 4 from the line. Addison Peck with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line late in the game. 4 3-pointers for the Streaks. I had a 16 for 27 from the line.
I had a 16 for 28.
Okay, so I was missing one. All right. Oh, you know what? I don't think I counted Addison's there. So 16 for 28 from the free throw line. 4 Sterling, nobody in double figures. Olivia Turner led the way with 8 points. 6 of those came in the first half, then a basket early in the third quarter. She had 2 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 8 points for Delali Amankwa on 3 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Olivia Melcher on a couple of baskets in the middle two quarters. 4 for Madison Austin, their big sophomore, a basket in the second quarter, a basket in the fourth. 4 points for Kira Gibson, a basket in the second, a basket in the fourth. They were 4 for 6 from the line, and no three-pointers in the game.
20 turnovers for Sterling in the game, 11 for the Streaks. Streaks got out-rebounded, though, 38-36, but they did out-rebound Sterling 14-12 on the offensive boards. Sterling 14 for 48 from the field, 0 of 10 from downtown. Streaks didn't shoot the ball much better from downtown, but they were 17 of 48 from the field, 4 of 22 from downtown. The free throws, obviously, one of the biggest discrepancies is they were plus 12 there, as Tom told you. Points in or stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 1 rebound for Juniper Schwartzman to go with her 4 points. 7 rebounds for Soraya Boyd, 1 assist, 1 steal to go with her 3. Antonia Kistler just misses a double-double. She has 10 points, but 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and a block. Alexis Ederson had 3 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals to go with her 11 points. Capri Ferguson, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block to go with her 6. Kiara filled up the stat sheet. She had 17 points, but she also had 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 steals, and a block. And Lily Clark contributed a pair of rebounds.
All right, so the Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 54-32 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. They'll play the winner of the game getting ready to start. Oh, there you can see the front of the jersey. Kind of an interesting look there. Streaks win at 54-32. They'll play the winner of Rock Island and Dixon coming up on Friday night. Take our final timeout, come back. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We will do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minat are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Our customer deserves the best we got. This is Dan Kuna at Ford of Galesburg. To show our appreciation, all police, fire, EMTs, first responders, teachers, BNSF employees, and nurses will receive 10% of all service repairs. And everyone over 65 will get free oil changes and inspections. No catch, no tricks, free. And it doesn't matter what you drive, because our master's techs can service almost every make or model.
Schedule your appointment online at FordGalesburg.com or give us a call today. Ask about our shuttle and free pickup and delivery here at Ford of Galesburg, West Main and Linwood Road.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at F&M Bank in Galesburg and Monmouth. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 54-32 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. They move on to the regional championship, or I guess it would be the technically the subsectional championship.
Right.
I'm going to call it a regional, though. That's what it is to me. Even though we're not in a region. We're way far out of our region.
Right.
But that's all right. That's right. Streaks get the win here tonight over Sterling. They'll move on to a Friday night game, and Eric and I will be here for that one. It'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Again, a hard start because it'll be the only game championship. It'll be against either the Dixon Duchesses or the Rock Island Rocks. All right, our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, boy, you know, several players did some great things here tonight. Alexis Edgerson with a couple of big threes, played some really good defense. Akira Kilgore, again, filled up the stat sheet and really got us going in that first quarter. And then, again, in the fourth quarter. Capri, great job defensively. Didn't score a lot, but kind of filled up the stat sheet as well. But this young lady was just everywhere, and Coach Massey even talked about it. We mentioned the it was new to us, but Coach has seen it before, that mid-range game
right.
that she came out with, along with nearly having a double-double tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior, Antonia Kissler. She finishes the game with 10 points, 9 boards. She had 1 assist, 3 steals, and a block, and really did a great job all around in the game, and she was consistent on the boards, which was big for the Streaks.
So Antonia Kissler, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, that's going to do it. We'll be back with you again Friday night, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip, Galesburg against either Dixon or Rock Island. Well, now we're going to wrap things up, and we're going to send it directly out to John Thiel Gym, Galesburg High School, Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels, the Galesburg Silver Streak boys taking on the Quincy Blue Devils. Good night from Dixon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.